Hello everybody, welcome to another Guildford Shakespeare Company wellbeing video. Thank you for watching today, giving your time to this and to yourself, looking at ways that you can stay as well as possible. And hopefully today we'll discuss some ideas of ways that we can do that. So great stuff. For those of you who maybe haven't watched before, my name is Louise and I will be leading us through two more videos that look at our well-being and what we can do to take care of ourselves. So let's get going. This one today is going to be thinking about creating a care box for ourselves, which is just going to be a place that we can go to and put things in that help to ground us, which means sort of help to bring us back to the here and now of the moment that we're in. And there's a few different ways that we can do this, so I'm going to talk you through it. So the first thing to think about is a physical place to put some of these things. So like I said, this is going to be a care box. I have gone for an empty shoe box. I feel a bit like a TV presenter on a crafty program doing this. But if you don't have an old shoe box, maybe you have a different type of box lying around, you can be as creative as possible with this. If you don't have a box, you can use a bag or anything really, anything that can contain a few small items. And if you don't have a box or a bag, you can just write down the ideas of what we're doing. So it's sort of very easy, no pressure, no right way, just some suggestions. So next up, we're going to think about sort of decorating the box. I have printed off my own version of a front cover, if you like, that says my care box, which I had already made. But thankfully, Guildford Shakespeare Company have got someone much more artistic than me to design a worksheet that you can colour in, which can also be a helpful activity in itself. I've discussed that on some earlier videos if you've watched those. So yeah, the first thing could be to download that worksheet and decorate it and spend some time doing that. And if you don't have a printer or you don't want to do that, you can take a plain piece of paper and do your own design and trust your creativity. So that's our box bit, or our bag bit, or whatever we've chosen to use. That's the first part. And the next part is going to be looking at focusing on our senses, because it's been proven that focusing on our senses, so that's what we can see, what we can hear, what we can taste, what we can touch and what we can smell. Just a little recap, because sometimes I forget all five of them. Focusing on those, if we're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, or maybe we feel, yeah, either of those things, a panic attack coming on, if that's something that happens to you, this can be quite a good tool and technique, concentrating on the senses to sort of, yeah, like I said at the beginning, ground us, bring us back to the here and now. So we're going to go through all of those senses, looking at some different ideas of what we could put in the box and that what we can reach for when we need a bit of comforting or when things feel a bit too much. The first sense that we're going to focus on today is going to be sight, what we can see. And I'm just going to open my box up. What I've gone for in here, what I can look at, is just some pictures. So I've got a photo of a group of friends, actually from when I was quite a lot younger than this, that just makes me feel really happy, or reminds me of that good time. I've also printed off a little picture of a tiny dog, because I just really love dachshunds. So I just think that's cute. And then I've also printed off a nice picture of nature the beach, you might have a photo or a picture, or you could draw yourself a picture if you wanted. It's actually been shown that even looking at a picture of nature can calm us down when we're feeling overwhelmed. So if you can't get outside in nature, looking at a picture is really the next best thing. So maybe you like beaches or waterfalls or meadows, but that's sight. So I would err on the side of caution when choosing the pictures. If you've got a picture that reminds you of a good time but also makes you feel sad, I wouldn't choose it for the box necessarily or for the purpose of this exercise. I choose something that brings a smile to your face or was a good memory or a positive memory. Yeah, so that is what we can see. Pop that back in my box. Next, we're going to think about what we can hear, tuning into hearing something. So for the purpose of this, I've just got a little notebook in my box that I've written a playlist of songs on. Again, some of them remind me of good times, some of them I just really love to move to, and some of them I just really like. So I've started to write all of those songs out. So you could maybe have a specific playlist that you make for yourself, if you have the technology to do that, and if not, get writing down a playlist like I have can just sort of, when you look at it, remind you, oh yeah, I really like that song. And it can be really useful as well to move our bodies if we're able to, when we're feeling down, overwhelmed, not our best selves. Even when we are feeling pretty good, I think moving can release feel-good hormones, get things shifting around our body. Even though it could be really hard when you really don't fancy it, but even just getting up and stretching your legs with your favourite song on can be a really useful thing to do. So that's the sense there is hearing. Now we will think about smells. I think smells can be really powerful ways to connect us to memory. So it's another one that we might have to be a bit careful with when we think about what different smells make us feel, because some smells can evoke really strong memories, but they're not always good ones, or they're happy and sad at the same time. So I would go for a smell that makes you feel comforted. I know some people like things like fresh washing is a good one. Freshly cut grass is another one. I don't know whether you'll be able to put fresh washing or freshly cut grass in here, but I'm sure you'll think of some creative ways. Maybe you could have a little sachet of washing powder that you like the smell of. I have gone for some bath salts that I found in my house, which smell of lavender. Which is a good calming one, but it's not necessarily everyone will like it. And then some incense sticks. I love the smell of these, so I could just smell them or light one to bring me back to the present moment. Again, as with all of these, it's completely up to you. You might like the smell of something that no one else likes the smell of. Might be, I don't know, there's all sorts of smells that bring people comforting feelings. So you could either get a picture of that thing, get the actual thing if it's going to retain its smell, or just write it down and put it in there. But actually having something to smell is the most helpful way to bring us to the present moment. I'll just want to touch briefly on taste. And you could put something in the box, if it's something that will last in a box that you enjoy the taste of, that could be anything really. Maybe a mint, or just something that again will help you focus on the present moment. The only thing I would say with taste is just being a bit careful about eating loads of sugary things can help us to feel really good in that moment, but might actually help us, might make us crash later on. Now, of course, sometimes we all might want a little bit of cake or something sweet. I know I certainly do, but it's a good one to watch, because it can easily slip into, I feel bad, so I'm going to go and eat some biscuits. Can be helpful sometimes, but for the longer term overall well-being of ourselves, it's probably not the best thing. So you might have a picture of something that you like to eat in there, or you might, that might kind of jog your memory when you look at it and think, oh, I'm just going to go and have a bite of this certain thing. And it's less what the thing is and more the act of tasting it, so putting something in your mouth and really savouring the experience rather than maybe wolfing it all down, which is something I do all of the time. So yeah, I haven't got anything in my box for taste. I'd have to have a think about what I would have. It might change. Yeah, maybe you've got a favourite fruit or something, which can be quite a good one, but that's taste. And to finish off the senses, we come to touch. There are lots of different things we can do that involve touch that might help to calm our bodies down. It could be something as simple as feeling your feet on the ground, feeling your body in the chair, or wherever you happen to be on the bed, giving yourself a pat down, giving yourself a hug. If you have an animal or a pet, going to give them a hug or a stroke. I can see my dog in the corner and it always makes me feel better to give her a cuddle. Maybe you've got a soft toy you could put in here. Or if you are with your friends and you're comfortable hugging them, or you're with family members, going for a cuddle or a hug or a squeeze can be really useful. If you don't want to do any of those things or none of those things appeal, what I have got in my box is just some hand cream, which also smells nice. So that's two of the senses there. And the reason I've chosen this is to suggest that you could try giving yourself a little hand massage as another way to promote feelings of wellness. So I just put a bit of cream in my hand. I'm just gonna really focus on what it feels like, what my fingers feel like. I smell it as well. This one smells very sweet actually. And you might think, oh, hand cream is more associated with girls or a girly thing, but I don't think it necessarily has to be true. There, I'm just going to put a bit more on. This is for everyone and anyone can benefit from this. So there's loads of videos on YouTube and stuff from actual masseurs, which will be much more thorough than this, but just a suggestion is feeling your hands in each other, sort of doing different shapes. You could use your thumb to massage your palm. You could do the other side as well. I'm going really fast, but you can, just for the purpose of this video, but when you're doing this, you can really take your time going down your fingers and your thumbs. The next video I'm going to make, I'm going to talk a little bit about different points in our body that help the body to relax, which are called acupressure points. I'll talk more about that in the next video, but just to briefly mention now, we have them in the ends of our fingers, so squeezing either side of your fingers can send signals to the brain to calm your body down. Sounds really weird, but it's true. And there's also a point between your little finger knuckle and your fourth finger knuckle, just there, that if you put pressure on that, it can calm down your whole system. So if you're feeling particularly anxious or overwhelmed, or if you're in the fight or flight response, which means that you're kind of not reacting from your brain, but your body is feeling very overwhelmed and you don't know whether to fight the thing that's coming towards you or run away. Or there's also another version, which is freeze. You're just sort of stuck there. If you feel yourself in that state, and it's not a very nice state to be in, putting pressure on this point is really helpful for when you find yourself in that moment. So I'm just going to finish off with that one. But like I said, there's other videos out there that'll do much longer versions of this, if that's something you're interested in. So yeah, that's touch. So that brings us to the end of making our care box. Although it doesn't have to be the end for you, there are loads of other things that I'm sure you'll be able to think of to put in your own care box. It doesn't have to be the things that I've suggested. It doesn't even have to focus on the senses. You can just find things that you know bring you a feeling of calm. And that's not so that we can ignore the hard feelings. We've got to let them be there, otherwise they just keep coming back. I think it's useful to notice them and to acknowledge that they're there. This isn't about pretending that they're not. It's just about saying to yourself, oh, I notice I've got this anxiety coming up now, and I notice that that's there. Oh, and it doesn't feel very nice, but I'm going to help myself out the best way I can and go to my care box and see if I can do some things that help to bring me back to the present moment. So that's the idea behind them. And you can add whatever you want that brings you comfort or helps to bring you to the moment. You could add little affirmations or little notes to yourself. It's quite good to do that when you're feeling in a good place, to write some positive things about yourself or some little quotes or sayings that bring you comfort and put them in to remind yourself when you're not feeling so great that there once was a time that you were and it will come again, even if it really doesn't feel like it will. So yeah, feel free to get as creative as you like with this care box. As part of the downloads this week, there's also another sheet of paper that has been created. It's really great and useful, I think, which is a handprint. And again, this focuses on the senses, and the sheet tells you what to do, but I'll just speak through it quickly now. And the idea is that on the piece of paper, on the palm of the hand, you can write down a positive or good memory that you have. So for example, you might say walking my dog in the park, or I might say walking my dog in the park in summer. And then each of the fingers and thumb focuses on a different sense. So you'll write what you can hear. So I might write the birds tweeting, what I can see. I can see my dog running around, what I can taste. Maybe I had an ice cream or a nice drink that day. What have I done? Hear, taste, see, smell, what I can smell, maybe the flowers around me, and what I can touch, I can feel my dog's head, furry head, and I can also feel the grass beneath my feet when I take my shoes off. So that's another quick activity that you can do. No, it's not quick. I've just explained it really quickly. Another activity that you can take as much time as you like doing with your own memory, logging all of those senses. And then there's a breathing exercise explained on the piece of paper that goes with that. So another option. Give it a go if you might find it useful. No pressure. And thank you so much for watching and for giving up your time to, yeah, take some time for yourself. I think it's really important. And I look forward to engaging with you again on the next wellbeing video. So take good care, enjoy the care box, and yeah, connect with you again soon.